Congratulations. How did that feel on Friday night?
It felt good. It was, you get to a point where you get a good beat on your team, and the confidence that the players have been playing with in recent weeks and the practice they had last week, I think we felt very confident that we had a chance to go out there, and if we played our game, we'd win. But ultimately, for myself, on a personal level, it was good to, punch a playoff ticket on the heads of the Eskimos.
Yeah, you know what, Ed? We were wondering if you wanted to go there, but yeah, at the end of the day, this is a sport where you worry about the team you had, but considering how things were with the Eskimos, that had to be a little extra special. Go, all right, see you later, Edmonton.
Yeah, yeah.
We're moving forward.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing with me, guys. Like, you're going to get raw and cut with me. I'm not going to give you a lot of PC stuff. I feel very good about, the opportunity here, and excited about our football team, and really love it. But again, this is sports. So this is where you get to actually show some raw emotion at times, and, watching our team dominate, for most part of the game, and to win that game and get a playoff berth, it's good. And I'm excited for it. And again, on a selfishly speaking, it couldn't have happened to a better team.
So was that moment you have that moment, like you said, it felt good to punch a ticket on the heads of the Eskimos. With everything that you've kind of gone through in the last couple of years, like, hey, 3 years ago, you're the architect of the Grey Cup champions, and shown the door rather abruptly here, Ed. So, is that one of those ones in the moment you're like, you know what, I'd really love to send those guys a nice little poop burger if we can kind of win this one here?
Well, see, now here's the thing. As far as, the football and the way things work, it's, business is what it is. And I'm all about winning. And that's why I'm glad to be here and excited about being with, people who put winning as a priority, like Wally and Mr. Braley and Rick Lawlisher. I think that's what we're refreshing about being here. And, regardless of what happened in the past and those things over there, just priorities over here are just so different. It's just like, let's win. Let's be about, the fans. Let's go out here and give them something to be proud of. We're not trying to be concert promoters out here. We want to win football games.
Is Ed Hervey, general manager of the BC Lions, joins us on the starting lineup, Perry Silkowski and James Cebulski. Ed, you said in the start of this interview, you weren't surprised because, when you got a beat on your team and you see them at practice, you think things will be okay. When did you feel you got a beat on your football team? Does that just coincide with the way you've played in the last month, or did you see this coming?
No, I think it's been a culmination all season. Even when we were, at the 3-6 mark, you could see flashes of where this team was, where our strengths were. And obviously I could see areas where of concern and areas where we needed more help. But from the outset, our plan did not change as far as what we wanted to do here. We said from the outset that we wanted to control the line of scrimmage. We wanted to protect our quarterback. And, we wanted to complement that with a physical running game. I think, the first part of the year, we didn't have that. That was the thing that was lacking. We just didn't have a physical running game back there. And, the mentality that, I prefer to have that running back is that, our running back is an extension of our offensive line. It's not an extension of our skilled guys or wide receivers. So, if you're going to play in the West and you're going to play the brand of football that is required to, play the back nine, when the weather changes and you go into, minus or temperatures and sub-zero and things like that, and you have to play a brand of football that can go into the, Alberta and Regina and the Prairies and be able to play. And I think we've set our team up for that. And we also want to play great defense because there's some good quarterbacks in our division, and we want to be able to apply pressure on those guys. So, when you watch our team practice and you watch us play and you watch the mentality, we're a fast, physical, aggressive team. That's our brand of football. And, when we started watching them, you can see, okay, we needed a big play guy here. We needed another rush guy there. And it's a process that takes time. But I think the biggest and most important thing that our fans should understand about when we're talking about recognizing and understanding our team is not necessarily the play of the guys. It's more so with the communication that they started to develop amongst themselves over the course of the season. And I think that's from the, when you look at the first third of the season, where we had new players coming from everywhere, trying to learn a new system, learn each other, build trust, all those things that are required on a football team, because these, you know, they're essentially your family, and you have to build that family type trust in the locker room. And guys that come from different places and stuff, they have to get used to being here, get used to the scheme, get used to the coaches, get used to one another. And as the course of the season has gone by, you start to see, recognize that guys are starting to talk more, different groups are hanging with each other. And I realized that our team was very solid when you see wide receivers joking with defensive linemen, defensive backs joking with offensive linemen. That's when you start recognizing that the team is coming together, and it was only a matter of time before that spilled its way and made its way on the field for the fans and people like yourself to witness.
Ed Hervey with us here on Sportsnet 650, the general manager of the BC Lions. Is there a best-case scenario for you guys as you go into the playoffs here? Does it matter for you at all? Like, do you care being the crossover team? I mean, based on some of the statistical history of the struggles, but does it matter? Is there a best-case scenario?
Well, first of all, and I have this motto that, you know, beggars can't be choosy.
So. You get along with my parents really well, Ed. You would get really
when you're on the outside and coming from where we had the journey that we've been on and where we were. First and foremost, you want to punch your ticket to get in. And once you punch your ticket to get in, you got to be satisfied with that, but not satisfied that that's the end. Obviously, we're aiming for a home playoff game. Our mentality going into Regina is that it's a playoff. This is the closest thing that you're gonna that this team's gonna get to a true playoff atmosphere. It's gonna be sold out. It's gonna be loud. The weather is gonna be whatever it is. You know, this is a physical football team, and the mentality is to go in there and they have something that we want. And they're in our team's way. And just as we're in theirs for that home playoff spot. So, you know, the way we look at it is the best case scenario is to keep winning, win the Saskatchewan game, and then, you know, carry on from there.
Ed, we appreciate this. Thanks so much. 2 weeks left. I would imagine that final home game, something special for everyone as far as you don't want it to be the goodbye to Wally. You'd love to somehow sneak in with a playoff game, but will there be something special for the fans as you say goodbye to Wally?
You know, it's been an honor for me personally to have had an opportunity to work with Wally. You know, I've always admired his work from a distance, whether, you know, I was playing, my playing days, my scouting days, and even when I, as a young general manager, going against him. You know, he's always been very first class and professional with me, and having the opportunity to work with him and learning the things that have made him a success. You know, of course it's going to be tough to say goodbye to a legend and someone who's been an ambassador to this league. But, you know, if you speak to him, you know, he's not concerned about that. He's concerned about winning games. And when it's time for the you know, the farewells, those will be obviously times that we'll have a chance to spend together. But as it sits right now, I can assure you that our football team and Wally in general, you know, the mentality is to go out here and have a good week of practice, go out here and prepare for the Riders, and let's not worry about goodbyes. Let's keep the momentum going.
He is Ed Hervey, the general manager of the BC Lions, and his team is playoff bound, and he joins us this morning here on Sportsnet 650.
Hey, Ed, thank you so much for this. We appreciate it. Good luck for the next couple of weeks, and let's hope you're playing football for another 5 or 6.
No problem. I appreciate the support, guys, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Sportsnet 650.